Nancy and Dudley. It is lovely to have this opportunity of speaking to you. I feel a little like the Queen sending her Christmas message, since we hope that this will reach you in time to bring you both our warmest greetings for the Christmas season and the New Year. As I am a New Zealander, I feel I should start with a few words in the Maori language. Tēnā koe, tēnā korua, kia ora, kia ora. Greetings to you both, and good luck. As I said in my last letter to you, we did so enjoy your tape. The children now will know a little more of their cousin Nancy, and Dudley, it was grand hearing your voice for the first time. But please, next time, tell us a little more about yourself and your work. Everything you both do is of such interest to us here. It really is a splendid way of getting to know one another. And the more practice we get, the more expert we may become. We have never done this before, but we have heard each other on tape at odd intervals. Our best efforts by far were the conversations picked up at random during the Christmas 1959 celebrations, soon after we'd brought the tape recorder. If there is time, I want Harry to do his famous piece in Suffolk dialect. I have it on one of my treasured tapes for posterity, I hope. In fact, we all have tapes to suit our own tastes, and I confess the type of music I've collected over the years is a great solace to me when the radio programs are full of noise and ugliness, which of course Catherine and Edward thrive on. Catherine has got her music for her next exam, which is higher local. Very much more enjoyable stuff to practice than the studies and exercises she has had up to now. Her teacher, a nun without a great deal of sense of humour, doesn't object to her playing pop tunes for sight reading practice. That's a great outlet for a modern young thing.